Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yo, niggas must be out your fucking mind. Yo, thinking dog can't pull another motherfucking rabbit out the hat. Nigga, I ain't gotta trick up my motherfucking Steve, you bitch ass nigga. Fuck your fingers, nigga. That nigga think I'm doing just sitting around doing nothing. Oh my god, you niggas can't be serious.
Boy, Louis J. Gomez, welcome to Wednesday show, pre-taped. I'm out in L.A. right now fucking crushing dick.
Yeah!
Blah, blah! Whoop, whoop! Crushing dicks, baby boy, figuratively, not literally.
Damn it.
Literally.
I picture crushing dicks as like when you crush a can of beer on your head.
Yeah.
With a dick and it just collapses on your forehead.
I do like Stone Cold Steve Austin. First, I jizz it into my mouth, and then I...
You got a big jizz truck? Just sprays it all over you?
Good
just
one,
a black
Ian.
Eyes.
Good one, Ian. Welcome to the show, guys. No, don't even eavesdrop yourself. At least do it when you deserve it, you dumb bitch. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast.
If there's one thing Lewis can say, you only get drops when you really deserve it.
Exactly. Thank you. You only, you know, don't just fucking give them out all willy-nilly. Look at you spilling coffee all over your chest.
I'm not.
You're a mess.
If there's one thing Lewis can give you shit about, it's spilling coffee on a podcast.
Shut the fuck up, Zach. Can I please catch a little rhythm?
Woo!
Can I please? Bub up! Turn the music up, Shannon. Stop niggas from dying, stop niggas from trying. Cause I ain't really got that time to waste. And I thought I told you to get these fucking bums out my face. Looking at you in your grill, it might be nice to cut. Once I split your ass in two, you'd be twice as much. Okay. Yeah, you right. I know your style pussy. Yes. All right, Bert Kreischer just confirmed for the podcast tomorrow. I'm excited. Sorry, guys. Blah, blah. This is a very together show already today. I've never done a podcast on a Sunday in my entire life.
It's Saturday.
Shut up.
It's Saturday.
Shut up. I'm sick of everyone.
You're verbally spilling coffee on your chest.
You're a fucking
dummy. I don't pot on Shabbos.
Listen to me. You need to shut the fuck up, Ian. All right? You're lucky. Can I tell you what I've done for you recently?
Let's hear it.
Can I tell you what I've done for you recently?
Yeah.
Pull up the Legion of Skanks subreddit where they're talking about how much they love Ian now.
Whoa.
Do you know how much that is from me?
Yeah.
That's all because... Let me explain to you the way this works. Let me explain. Okay. Shannon, stop recording for just one moment because I want to... The fans are idiots. Okay? They're fucking buffoons. They will eat what you feed them, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I just fucking lead these fucking dummies into the light and they'll really buy whatever I am. They fucking buy Kratom. They buy fucking dick pills. They buy fucking... They'll buy anything. You know?
Fake weed, which I'm sure is probably a sponsor. Hey, do you guys like weed? Imagine if it didn't work. And they buy it.
You can sell these fools anything, Ian. So I've been selling them to you. All right, Jana, start recording again. You recording?
Did you legit stop recording?
Yeah, obviously. Hilarious. I mean, now we're going to start recording. Wink, wink. Now we're back. We're rolling. So, yeah, Ian, do you know what I've done for you recently?
What?
The fans fucking love you.
Wow.
Look,
whoa.
Ian is hilarious.
There's one that says I like him better than Zach.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, they spelled my
name
wrong, but...
Wait, what's that third... Shannon, go down. What's that third comment say?
Read them all. Go to the top.
Wait. What's that one say
by
Crow127?
Shut the fuck up, Ian.
Does it say...
You're not the boss. Now show them them titties. We should have that for when Ian's in, by the way.
Yeah.
Just that little show them them titties drop.
Yeah. Bloodhound Gang Ballad of Chasey Lane, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, you know, cut that clip right now, Nate, please. You're lucky it's not a fucking mug.
And make a mug out of it.
I kind of want to show them them titties mug. Oh, Shannon's.
That, oh my Shannon, God.
Show them them titties on Shannon a mug. Yes!
With the cleavage, show them them titties.
Yes!
Woo!
We need a mug.
Yeah.
Now show them them titties.
Uh-huh.
Dear now, Shannon now. Lee, you are late to work. Now pull out those tits.
I want to back away. I thought they would be better. Never mind.
Blech, 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 blech. Dun, 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 dun.
Why are your nipples in different places?
Shannon's titties look like Tiny Zeus Lester.
What is that?
He's that cross-eyed big black guy. We should have taken off her shirt. It looks like what?
That's not true.
Whoa.
That part's not true.
It's not?
All right, fucking bit killer Shannon.
Shannon, prove us wrong and
show them them
It's Saturday, Shannon. You can show some titty.
It's Sunday, according to Lewis. So it's
the Lord's Day. Get them titties out.
Do it for the Lord.
My mom used to want to, she recommended one time, like when I was way too old, she was trying to be a hippie or something. I have no idea what was going on in her head, but she was like, we should all do.
Withdraw.
That's nothing going on in her veins. She's like, we should do a naked board game night with like me and my sister. And she wanted to like, play Monopoly naked family as a family. And me and my mom were like,
I would have stopped at Monopoly.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
Yeah, it's gross.
Lewis, when was this?
When I was like 14, maybe. 15.
Shut up.
Yeah. No, maybe a little
this
younger.
This is a bit.
No,
can you say exactly what her words were? Like, what were her words exactly?
Put on this happening. Wig. Act it out, Lewis.
No, she has her finger on the fart button.
Well, I'm shocked by this.
You're shocked by this?
Yeah.
She like, said,
"Is this a real thing?"
Yeah, it's a real thing. What I don't understand, she has never chimed in with a question like that before.
I'm so confused
because this is quite a revelation.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, I've talked about this.
Have you?
Yeah, I talk about everything. I don't have many stories. I do have a lot of stories. I have more stories than most people.
But it's like every year another one falls out of you.
Lewis is like the opposite of a Brita. He's unfiltered.
It's not bad. Not a bad joke. Jokes don't always make people laugh, okay? Sometimes it makes you think.
Well, I've got to speak Ian. My truth somehow.
Thank you, Ian. So
your mom, better than Naked Twister.
Your mom...
yeah.
Your mom asked you to play Naked Monopoly.
She recommended it in a weird way. She was just like, yeah, I think one... Yeah, she said, Shannon, if you really want to know the words, she was like, yeah, one day we should... play Monopoly naked.
Are you sure you just didn't hand her $300 in Monopoly money and then she got naked out of habit?
Like, Mom, you can't actually buy drugs with Monopoly money.
Lewis's mom on the corner of Baltic Avenue.
Yeah. I was like, I'll be the dog. My sister's like, I'll be the car. My mom's like, I'll be the spoon. What? There's no spoon.
All the little things are just dildos. Like a drug paraphernalia.
It's my sweet mother who's not with us anymore.
Well, it sounds like your mother was a pedophile.
She wasn't a pedophile. She was trying to be a hippie.
A hippie? Hippies don't make their children get naked. They get them naked little, and it grow, and they evolve naked. They don't just... That's like getting circumcised at 32.
My mom
was fucking weird.
A fucking moron. But I don't think that... I don't think she was trying to fuck her kids. I think she was trying to...
Bring you guys together.
Experience, like, she was trying to be... She was trying to be, like, an open-minded... I told you, she bought my first porno magazine. When I was like 11, and it was like a straight up real deal.
My uncle did that.
Yeah.
A hustler, which is quite a...
Your uncle was a hustler?
0 to 60 in porno world.
Yeah, it really
a
is.
Hustler.
Does a hustler have like penetration?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, back then
like cum shots, penetration, gaping assholes and everything. And I'm in like sixth grade like, man, Uncle Joey rules.
Yeah. Uncle Joey did rule.
Yeah, Joey Picciotti.
Yeah.
He was also a gambler, and I had to print out numbers for him.
Also a crime. Oh, giving a child porn is a crime. The more I think about it, is your mom allowed to give you porn when you're like 12?
I mean, I think it's like, don't you basically like own your kid until 18? Like, you're allowed to do whatever
no,
you want.
No, you cannot
them.
Do sexual weird shit with them. Did my mom and your uncle commit a crime? The more I'm thinking about this, right? You know what? It's time for another edition of Rape Dicks.
Rape Dicks. Rape. Rape Dicks. Rape. Rape Dicks. Rape.
All I know is ball and good. Rape. 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 Rape.
Were we raped by my mother and your uncle, Uncle Danny Bonaducci?
Some type of, isn't there kind of like corruption of a minor? There's some type of misdemeanor, I think.
This has to be a crime. It has to be. The one thing, if I met an 11-year-old right now, whether they're my nephew or not, okay, and I was like, hey, take this penetration magazine and look at it and get your wiener hard with it and masturbate to it. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to facilitate
that. That's a horrible name for a magazine.
Can we shorten that? I'm the facilitator of it.
Like a Mad magazine.
I think that's
if you do it to a stranger, but if you do it to your kid, it's just like weird and psychologically damaging, I think. But I don't think it's illegal.
I think if you do it to a stranger,
all three
it's
of
less
us have
weird. It's less
different
weird.
Versions of the same story. My dad showed me a penthouse.
Right.
Your mom bought you porn. Your uncle bought you porn. It all happened.
I had a friend's dad who everyone was hanging out in the living room and they got like the Spice Channel and he walked into the living room, turned the Spice Channel on and then left with the controller.
Wait, for you, for the kids?
Yeah.
How many kids?
They were like in high school. He did it as like a prank.
Oh.
Is that corruption of minors? We're like 15.
That's softcore though, the
were
Spice
there,
Channel.
Were there girls?
No, it was all guys.
That's kind of funny.
It's hilarious.
I also like...
And he also said when you go to a strip club, you put a potato in your pants. Like, that was like...
In the back? Yeah. They think you're retarded and feel bad for
you. Are we built...
Make them think you're lumpy.
I had a my own music festival called Stinkfest. I swear to God.
Shut up.
I swear to God I did.
Hey,
quick point of privilege. Quick point of personal.
That's gay.
I did. And it went on 2 years.
Shut up.
I'm not very creative.
You had your own musical festival?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got banned from the venue after the second year.
Yeah, Louis showed up. He's just playing shitty punk rock music. Now, I had this festival, and we built our own stage for it, me and my buddy Forrest. And his dad, like, allowed us to use, like, his power saws and tools and shit. And we bought all the wood ourselves, and we just designed a sectional stage that we built that Coheed and Cambria actually broke my stage. They played too hard, doggy.
You had a musical festival in your backyard that Coheed and Cambria
played. They grew up together.
This is a bit. You're
no,
seeing
really
how far you planned before the show to see how dumb I am,
Shannon,
to see what I can believe.
Which episode,
this is not
which
true.
Episode did I show the Coheed and Cambria video? Was it the Friday episode or the Monday episode?
You're going to pull something up and it's going to be a deer getting murdered.
Show it for Ian now. But the deer getting murdered prank is one of the best bits you could possibly ever do.
Terrible.
Have we ever done that for...
You did it for me.
I did it to Nate, Ian. Not while Nate was here, no.
Shannon, pull up the deer beating up the bear.
Put up a video of a dog in a dryer.
Nate, have you ever seen the video of the deer kicking the shit out of a bear? Have you ever seen that video?
He's going to watch me.
Dude, the deer fucks this bear
Dude,
up.
Dude, the deer fucking starts kicking the bear in its head. It's the craziest thing you'll ever see. Pull
like
it up.
back leg.
At first, the bear grabs onto the deer and it's
and you're like, this deer's fucked.
The deer like
this deer's definitely in trouble.
Like jukes out.
And then the fucking
I think I've heard the story behind this video, but let's just watch this deer kill this bear.
Go ahead.
Let me know if this is the right video.
Go ahead, Shannon. Yeah, this is it.
Yep. Okay.
Go ahead, watch. You hear the crunching of the neck. It's actually Jeffrey Epstein video.
They just got done playing Naked Monopoly.
These are the sounds Lewis made when Kim left him.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Call somebody. Your ass better call somebody.
Who is he going to call? Thumper? Who are you calling? Who the fuck can you call?
Another That's tragedy prank, for Bambi.
Guys. If you guys want to prank your friends, just send them that video with the subtitle, Deer
Beats Bear.
Beats Bear or something like that. And then they just wait. They have to watch a whole video of a deer being eaten alive. And then it never happens. That deer never does it. It's the best prank in the world. It just makes everyone. It's a 90-second video of a deer being eaten alive by a bear while people watch helplessly. One guy's trying to be like an asshole. He's like, it's nature. Shut the fuck up, man. It's a nightmare. It's happening in my fucking backyard. My 4-year-old is freaked out.
Dude, that when I was in high school. So
would you help that deer? What would you do if you saw that happen right there?
I would go inside. And masturbate.
I heard there's a bear out here. Oh, wow. Never mind.
Oh, no. I would go inside and call animal control or like 911. 911 wouldn't do it. Well, maybe the police would come out and like shoot the fucking bear. But I would go inside. Bear. I wouldn't be. He's got a gun. Don't grab your waist.
Would they shoot that bear for?
No, it's being a bear.
For being a fucking bear and that deer for being a beer? Yeah. Half deer, half bear is a beer. You've never seen them.
They're in the wilderness. I'm beer pig.
Yeah. Yeah. Another word for another thing that beer means.
You're a real spicktard.
Shut up, Shannon. I'm not dumb. I run this whole fucking
You're
company,
a real fagger.
Okay. Would you help that deer?
No, it's just, what are you going to do? Fight the bear? Yeah. Throw shit at it?
What would you do, Lewis?
Shannon's crying because I'm so dumb. She loves it. She loves when I'm dumb. It's her favorite fucking thing in the world. She loves it.
Later. What would you do, Lewis, with the bear and deer?
I would just let it happen.
Yeah, but aren't you afraid of afterwards?
You'd go on Lewis
going to come after you.
I'd Lewis go up live and I'd grab the other phone so I have the exclusive. I'd chuck the phones toward the bear.
Do you want a penny board with me?
Yeah, it's fucking. That's crazy. I would have a hard time watching that.
Would you shield your kid?
Times it's just.
Or would
funny.
You let your kid?
Oh,
watch?
No, I would never let him watch that. He doesn't need to see that fucking.
I've been watching this Instagram. Nature is metal.
Oh yeah, dude. I just followed Nature is metal.
It's wild.
It's so
animals
it's
just walking
beautiful
around with heads.
In this weird way, but it's horrifying. And I don't. Did they put up the video of the mare killing the horse? Like it's. They have one horse with a heart on. And they're taking it over to the girl horse, and she just goes, nope, kicks it between the eyes and kills it.
Oh.
And it goes down in like one shot. It's like, it's one of
Put
those,
it
like, it's one
Put
of
it
those,
on.
Like,
can we overdub World Star Hip Hop vocals with this?
It's literally two hits. I hit you,
Boom.
Your dick hits
he
the dirt.
He needs some milk.
Yeah.
Play it.
I think it's like Mare Kill Stallion or something like that.
I just followed on Twitter. I started following Nature's Mountain.
It's great.
There's another one I started following, which is fucking dope. Nature is Scary.
Yes.
Nature is Scary on Twitter. Is
yeah, and
fucking,
it's just like severed head animals with like another animal severed head.
Dude, it's just fucking just terrifying shit. It's like a shark just coming up and fucking just attacking a boat. And yeah. I mean, we have video. If we could just pull up any of these things, guys. Really ramped for a while on that one. I mean, holy fucking shit.
What the hell is this?
I at one point, I figured there'd be a video of a fucking horse doing something.
Accidentally. Oh, my God. Look at that car.
Yeah, right?
Look at it.
This is so Mexican.
Play Mr. Hands.
Looks like my son's stepfather.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, look. Look at that big old fucking dongaroo. Oh, yeah. She's excited for it.
How's that guy just standing?
Oh, yeah. Look. Now, you're facilitating a rape here as well, right? This is all part of the rape dicks segment, by the way.
He's
ready to go.
Oh, look at him. He's fucking
ready. He's blue chewed up.
Look at this. Look at him. He's beautiful, too. He's a beautiful mare. Look at him. Oh, fuck. fuck.
He just farted. Shit himself?
He made the sound of my. He's shitting all over the place. He's so dead. That horse is shitting everywhere.
Can you rewind that?
That is the most metal thing I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
Yeah.
Think about you're Lando. About to fuck.
Me too.
Dude, how is this not on every feminist fucking blog in the world?
Because the horse is black.
That is so racist. Fucking funny, dude.
Dude, I watched it 8 times just today.
Lay it back and listen to him play shit
back,
again.
Play it back. Dude, he shits all over himself. Oh my god. Fuck me. I'm sorry. It's sad. I know. Look at Shannon being all fucking sad because she loves ponies. Shut up, Shannon. The fuck up, all right? It's not a pony. It's a big rapey horse.
All right, can you play it one more time with Pony by Genuine?
Blah, 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 clip. Dude, that was fucking batshit. Yeah.
This is such a sexy song. Look at the cock on that thing.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there drinking beer, gonna watch two animals fuck.
Drinking Bud Light in a bag.
Yeah. This is the sexiest
one. Oh, here we go.
There we go. Look at her. Time's up, bitch. I said no.
That was perfect.
Holy shit. That's great. Shannon, the funny outweighed the horrificness of the horse being dead and watching him twitch as it died. It's brutal, but it's legitimately.
Shannon, do you know how funny it would be to watch you kick Lewis to back kick Lewis in the forehead when he tried to fuck you from
see
behind?
Them titties drop down.
Just fucking ka-clunk.
Ka-clunk.
I fall down, start Lewis shitting all over himself. The floor as my leg twitches.
Ding, ding, ding.
Lewis, attack.
Baby Jane. Shannon, that's not, you don't think that's funnier than it is horrific?
No, the twitching, the horse twitching really bothers me. I feel bad.
Yeah, sort of. Sort of. Is there any other metal horse deaths or any other thing that's really good on there? Great Instagram.
Yeah.
Powerful. That was on Instagram?
No, that I don't remember where I saw it from, but Nature's Metal.
Now would be a good time to play Mr. Hands.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
Yeah, we've seen
that whole doc. That whole doc is hard. Zoo.
I haven't seen the doc, but when I used to work at a restaurant at night when we were like closing up, I would be like, "Hey, can I put on an album?" They'd be like, "Yeah," and I cue that up, and they would just hear a horse fucking a man, and it would play all over the restaurant. It was hilarious.
Oh, dude, the doc is a bummer.
It's a fun little prank.
It killed him. Yeah. Not in that video, but another time.
He didn't die in that video.
It might have. There's no video of him dying. But he dies. They just like kicked him out of the fucking car in the emergency room. They're just like, all right, bye.
Like a teen that does coke at a party.
Yeah. They're like, oh man, we're in for it.
Dude, every time I get a fucking, somebody mentions me on Twitter, I feel like I've accidentally tweeted nudes. They're right there, dude. If you open up Twitter, open up the fucking app.
Yes.
It's right there. It's fucking crazy. Dude,
the picture James tweeted that one time of you shirtless.
Oh, yeah. He accidentally took a picture of, no, it was just a series of pictures. And one of them, it was just me shirtless with James in the background.
Well, no,
like
it was just his arm.
Oh, yeah, it looked like a dick.
It was just a baby's arm.
Yeah, it was bad.
Do you want to see another nature video?
Let's see another guy with Shannon. It's the Joe Rogan podcast, guys. Welcome.
Jamie, bring that up.
Oh, boy.
Imagine Jamie had Shannon's tits. Perfect producer. Oh! A hyena grabbed onto the balls of a bull!
They're grabbing him by his male parts.
His male parts.
Oh, dude, fuck hyenas.
Gonna kill this.
Dude, fuck hyenas, dude. Oh, they're going back in!
He's
going back in!
He's biting his testicle.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Dude, that's the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Look, he's down. He's not even dead. He's just literally lying on the ground.
Ah!
No, he tore him off.
He took out his vast death rods.
No! No, he ate his balls. Fuck me. Oh, my God. Fuck me. No, he's eating his balls.
Stick with me, and you'll never go hungry again.
This shit is nuts. What? What? Are you kidding me?
Can you imagine they just left the rest of them? It's a delicacy.
Oh my God, hyenas are horrible.
So Shannon, was that worse for you or better than the horse getting kicked to death?
I'm gonna puke.
The horse affected me more.
You're a moron.
The dog and the dryer affected me more. That didn't really affect
me. The dog and the dryer did nothing to me. It was also funnier than horrific. It's your sociopath. There's a line, funny to horrific. And if
that
it,
was horrific.
That was, it was so fucked up. It was funny.
Yeah.
But not as funny as it was horrific.
No.
It was way more horrific than it was funny. I couldn't bring myself to laugh. Now I think about it. If I don't picture it, I laugh.
Yeah.
But if I picture it, I'm back to horror again. Imagine just having your balls torn off your body from behind by a hyena.
It's two. And they went, we can't take him down by ourselves. And the one looked at the other and was like, nigga.
Do you think?
Watch this.
Bruh.
That was crazy.
Do you think the hyena knew, like, go for the balls?
Yes!
Or do you think it just went for a dangly thing?
Dude, no.
That hyena knew in its head, yes. this is the worst thing to do.
This is what to do. Eat his balls right now. His balls going down. No, he's like, dude, nobody can deal with your balls being eaten off your body.
Because the bull turned his balls towards him, was like, get out of here, bitch.
And then he just went,
I'm
going to shit myself. It's so fucked up.
Oh, no.
Look at this.
Get out of here, bitch. Oh! Let's get out of here.
Oh, it's over. It's over.
Nail parts.
They're gonna kill this
government. They're going to kill him.
I would literally just, please kill me. Stop eating my balls. Here's my throat.
Go. Look how cute the hyena looks.
He is cute. You would want to pet him.
He's so cute.
Hi.
Oh, look at him.
Fuck me, dude.
What a cutie. Look at him. Little guy. Have you seen the video of the people fighting in a stadium and this guy just comes up and grabs a dude by the balls at the back and they stop fighting?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's not.
That's tough, dude.
That shit is fucking.
I'm dizzy.
Are you?
That is one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
It's that he tried to drag him.
Oh, my God, dude. That pain.
Can you mortified being a predator?
I would rather
have a mouthful of nuts.
You pull up a picture of Sherrod.
Shannon, the fact that that doesn't affect you as much is crazy because they're both dead. He is dead by ball eating.
Yeah.
No, I missed the part where he had like a piece of it in his mouth the first time.
Where he tore the balls
and
there was
bad.
Fucking strings that fell through his ball.
Doing more nature videos. It's Sherrod peeing in his own mouth.
Dude, that was fucking rancid.
Do you want to clear your mind of that and watch you bringing up Coheed and Cambria now?
Yeah, dude, I knew Coheed and Cambria, you dumb bitch.
All right, let's see this fake video. What?
Well, it's at the end. You gotta rewind it. Rewind it. You gotta show the clip.
Buy some fucking t-shirts.
Of course you're trying to sell merch.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. This will also be played on Friday's show. All right, and then at the end, go.
One more time for Coheed and fucking Cambria!
Yeah, but boys!
Blah, blah, blah. Fucking t-shirts, they're $10. You'll show your support.
I love you too, baby boy. There was some just dude.
What?
Yeah, man, I was always awesome.
I lost my wallet!
All right.
I lost my wallet.
Stinkfest, year one.
Stinkfest.
Dude, that's cool as hell.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I never respected you, and then now I still don't, but that's still pretty cool. That's great. Wow.
I hate him.
You fucking had Coheed and Cambria playing at a music. Was that like a high school gym?
That was just some fucking.
That was a club they used to rent out when they were kids.
Yeah.
We used to do that.
Yeah.
Was it cool being in band in high school?
It was.
That was so fucking fun.
I don't think I appreciated it enough.
No, yeah. You're busy raping women with drumsticks.
No, what? It wasn't rape. She loved it.
What?
Her stinky pussy.
This happened?
Yeah. We can't rehash every
story. No, I know. We can't,
story
we
we're
can't
doing
go back
on every
time.
Fucking show.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that you.
It's my
fucking
fault.
Shoved a drumstick up
Shut
a girl's ass.
Shut the fuck
ass.
Up. It doesn't matter. Friday.
Was this
we'll
when you worked at KFC?
On Friday.
It was a cheeky
Leave it alone.
Do you know how funny it would be if we just do everything we're going to do on Friday?
Not mention anything else on Friday.
I cannot wait. So a drumstick.
No.
Was it a Gilgin?
The same fucking joke you're going to do on Friday.
Come on, come on, Zach.
It was actually a piece of chicken.
That's what I already said. I said, was it when you worked at KFC?
No, it's a Lewis attack.
It's no.
You dumb bitch.
Technically, you did it first.
I did it first. Go.
Actually,
quick point of privilege. Quick point of personal privilege.
What is this, dude? I don't even know.
Drop. Boom.
So I know what that is. They leaked footage.
Say
of
he always comes in with the word so, and it always
so.
You know what? Let me ask. Leave it.
Yeah,
leave
you got
it. For Friday.
This hasn't happened yet.
Is this another Friday thing?
This hasn't happened yet.
So.
Pretty good.
So, here's what happened.
Nate, it's like you put every vowel into the word so.
You motherfucker.
There's also a Y in this.
Say,
my jokes.
Say I-O-U.
How you
with sometimes that? Y.
Sometimes Y. So.
Why?
What? There it is. Sometimes Y.
Oh, this is Friday's show happening before Friday. Oh, we can switch.
So.
All right, let's get Dave Temple in here, Coverman Loop.
Now, hold on.
Did you notice I put his towel in your bag?
Wait, was he sweaty?
Ew, and then I used that towel. I was like, what if I guess digital towel? All right, I guess I probably used this at one point.
We covered Dave Temple and lube, and so that and then he...
Why?
Because it was supposed to be, like, lotion, but then we used lube. So then he covered himself
in... He wanted to make him look oily, because he said Godfrey looks better because he oils his skin or something. I don't know.
He said he would look... he would be more defined if he was wet.
Friday show's gonna be dope. You guys wait for all.
So then we cover Dave Temple.
Dave Temple gets wet with lube, and then Lewis rubs it all over himself.
And doesn't realize why it would not come off with a towel. So now he's just covered in like fucking Dracar Noir and lube. And he left the towel, and I put it in Lewis's backpack before he left.
Friday's gonna rule.
Friday's a fucking fire ass show. You guys just wait, baby boys. You think we should switch them, Shannon?
I don't know.
No, it's way funnier this way.
Funny. Yeah. I wish I knew more about Friday.
Yeah.
So badly.
Just keep on ruining.
Oh, my God. Shannon, can you text me more things Friday?
Because then when it comes out on Friday, it'll be hilarious.
I mean, is this mug from the future? I have no idea. This mug is for sure.
No, this mug's
pretty sure.
Yesterday.
We've got
Zach
three
Lewis
mugs.
Versus the world. Yeah,
we have three mugs from the future in the office right now.
This mug came back from the future.
Whoa.
Terminator.
That's from Friday's show.
Yeah.
Kinda as like, in the one we did yesterday.
Kind of like Teen Wolf.
You dumb bitch.
What a slam dunk, Shannon. You thought Back to the Future was Teen Wolf?
No,
that's a whole
Friday
thing.
It's another
dummy.
Friday
whole
thing, you fucking twit.
Stupid.
How is Shannon outsmarting
No, this is from yesterday. These mugs are from yesterday's show, right?
Oh, yeah.
So these all happened on Friday in real time yesterday.
Whoa.
So that these are current.
Wow, it's like you put the DeLorean up to 1488 miles an hour.
And then Teen Wolf climbed on top of it and started surfing it.
Lewis.
Oh, shit, we're all, dude, we're getting all crazy.
Oh, here it is, man.
We're in the future, but we're in the past.
We're in the future, we're in the past.
Here, smoke this. Will you smoke DMT if I have it right now?
I'll smoke DMT. Do you have a DMT pen? Is it the DMT pen?
Yeah.
That's so fucking dumb.
Fuck, I can get it sent from my apartment.
No way.
But if you
not.
Got you it sent from your apartment, would we do it in the past?
We do it on Friday. Whoa. Would you do the DMT? Would you do...
Are we watching animal videos and doing DMT? How ready for LA are you, you faggot?
Dougie. Huh. Would you do some DMT if I had it right now?
On the podcast.
On the podcast.
No.
Why?
Because that's fucking insane, Lewis.
You're insane,
Lewis. I haven't
done
a drug in 4 years. You think I'm going to do DMT on the real ass podcast?
Ian, huh? You took a hit of DMT 8 minutes ago. Get the fucking music shit.
Wow, all I see is just Shannon's titties. Everywhere I look,
and they're nice and round.
They're pointed in every direction of the man.
Wow, they're pointing lasers. It looks like a fifth grade school picture background.
Shannon's titties are no shape that I've ever seen before. So beautiful,
they're
so bright.
They're lumpy yet soft.
Scary and beautiful at the same time.
When you squeeze them, it shoots out marinara. Whoa.
What?
That's blood.
Italian trash.
She's bleeding.
They really need to fix this. She's got to go to the shop. Show them
titties. Yeah!
Woo! All right, baby boy.
Wow.
We're back on track. Hold on. Go back to the music.
Titties.
I'm tripping on Shannon's titties.
Whoa. If you lick Shannon's titties, it's like a South American toad.
It excretes a hallucinogenic liquid. That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, if you look Shannon's titties, first you have to have a shaman guide you through, because it's very intense. Nate, can we do that? Can that be a bit on the show where we all look Shannon's titties and you act as if you're a spiritual shaman?
You do look like a Greenpoint shaman.
Sure. Yeah, I'm happy to do that.
Thank you. See, look at Nate not killing a bit. Shannon, can we all lick your titties and pretend to be tripping?
Shannon's a fun bit.
It's a fucking great bit. Nate's fucking down.
Boring, the Shannon. Sweat gets you extra high.
You think Shannon's got some sweaty underpit?
Underneath.
For sure.
Smells like her hair dye.
We're going to do something. We're going to figure out Shannon's city situation soon enough.
What is there to figure out?
Got to come up with $2,800 and a ticket to Miami.
For what? To get him done again?
We're sending him down to fucking Miami.
She wants to get him done again?
Yeah.
But what do they say?
17 years old. They're supposed to be done every 10 years.
Now, wait, Shannon, would you go on Dr. Miami if he did them for free? Because you're technically a personality. And he does girls' surgeries for free if he can periscope it.
But, like, not blurring anything out?
No, right. He just puts that shit on there.
No.
So your titties,
Shannon,
your actual
press
titties.
Press them up against the window.
No.
And let's see
just
Shannon,
one.
What they look
Shannon,
like.
Shannon, spit in my hand.
Just one.
Come here. Just spit in my hand for a second.
Shannon, spit in my mouth and show them
grow
titties.
Up. Whatever. Just a little bit of spitting in my hand.
Yeah, as long as we play the music, it's a bit.
You'll spit in my hand right now. Mm-hmm. Turn the music on.
Shannon, come in here and spit in his hand.
Shannon's going to spit in my hand? You will not spit in my hand, you freaky
Didn't
bitch.
Didn't you have, what's her face?
She Ding threw Dong? Up on me. Oh. Ding Dong threw up on me. I was like, and it's sort of just like this. She was like, I'll throw up on him. And I was like, you don't throw up on me. She's like, you want to bet? And I put my arm over a garbage can. And she went, ugh!
Shannon, spit in Lewis's hand.
What a pig Ding Dong was.
I know, pig dong.
What an absolute animal Ding Dong was.
Yeah, what a fucking, for no reason. Why did Ding Dong do that?
Ding Dong do that.
Ding Dong do.
No can do.
Ding Dong.
Ding Dong do.
Ding Dong do. Shannon, you're going to spit in my hand right now.
Do you really want me to?
Yeah.
Kind of now.
Shannon, hug up a loogie.
I can definitely jerk off. No, it can't be a loogie. It's got to be just a little bit of nice, pretty spit.
It's not going to be pretty, though, because I've been drinking Kratom.
Ew, it's going to be green witch spit.
Yeah. Let me drink some water. I'll
Shannon's been
while.
Hooked on Kratom. We did those ads a year ago. And Shannon's like an old Chinese guy on a floor with quarters on her eyes. We haven't advertised Kratom in years.
Who does Kratom? What the fuck is going on with you, lady?
I was taking Kratom before they were a sponsor.
I know.
Yeah, because you're addicted.
Yeah, I feel like if you just fucking looked inside of Shannon's body, it's just all that green gunk.
Probably is.
I know.
Shannon, come in here and spit. Drink some water and spit on Lewis's hand.
No,
spit
I want
in
it to be
coffee
hot.
Cup.
You have to drink some like pink lemonade, so then it's all like pretty and cute.
Now, what are you going to do
you
with your hand?
You could tease me and go and do it where it goes down and then slip it back up.
What are you going to do with your hand when she spits in it?
Go into the bathroom and masturbate with her spit?
Yeah,
shut
of
up.
Course.
You got to do it in studio.
It's a pre-tape. You edit it together pretty easily. Shannon, get over here, slut. spit in my hand. This is great. Good bit. Love it.
Dude, it'd be a hilarious bit if we got whores from arrows.com. That would be so funny.
Dude, what a funny bit, dude. High-end whores, right?
I would love it.
Charge wow. It, charge am it to I gas sucking digital? A trans dick in the future? Ooh.
Friday.
Do it.
Shannon.
Yes.
Are you going to really spit in my hand?
Let's get Lainey the human traffic some guests in here.
Yeah, let's get her to get some sad girls from a shelter in Jersey. That'd be great. Yeah. Oh, C-section scar. Hot. Thanks, Lainey.
Yeah, Lainey's a pig. She should be.
Technically, Lainey's a farmer.
Put out. There he is.
Pew, pew.
I can't look at Ian anymore. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and talk about Monday.com, which is such an amazing service we've been using. Shannon, how much easier has Monday.com made your life?
So much easier. It's amazing.
I know. You said to me last week, you were like, holy shit, I was going to quit. I was going to kill myself before we had Monday.com to help me organize my entire life. Monday.com, it's basically a team management tool that we just started using here at Gas Digital. It makes everything that much more organized, that much easier to track projects, that much easier to get stuff done. Instead of having tons of emails and spreadsheets and random audio files and videos and pictures and all this other shit, we have a Monday.com account, and every show has their own section. Every show has different subcategories. It makes it so easy to assign different tasks to different to-do lists. Different people get have to be held accountable for different things.
Yeah, that's a big thing that you should think about, the accountability that it gives everybody on your team. There's no, I didn't know where it was. It was in this folder. It was in this. Thing is, you have Monday.com, everybody's responsible for everything that needs to get done.
Exactly. This could be as simple as you and a couple of people working on a project, and you guys wanted to be able to use it and have everything for that project in one place, or it could be a team of thousands of people. You could have a huge business and use Monday.com. Here at Gas Digital, we have, between all of the show producers and hosts and everything, 100 people that are signing into Monday.com and having access to these different accounts, and it makes life so much easier. If you guys right now go to Monday.com/RAP, they're going to give you a 14-day free trial on the premium service. There's no commitment. You could check out Monday.com and see for yourself how helpful their software is. Monday.com/RAP. Make sure you guys use that link. That's important because that lets them know that we sent you there. You get a 14-day free trial with that link, Monday.com/RAP. Go check it out right now and change the way that you guys are getting along and working. All right, where were we? Well, let's do some news here. What happened with this teen that ran out of a story? Got killed?
Yeah, so there was a kid.
Did this happen Friday?
No, it's a teenager that just went into a local store and stole a beer, $2 beer.
$2 beer.
He ran out and the clerk followed him out, shot him 3 times, killed him, and then just left his body in the field next to the store.
What? Was it teen black?
No. Thank God. I'm trying to pull up the article.
A white teenager? It wasn't. What? No! No!
We lost a good one.
No!
Why? Oh
God, why would you take him from us?
White!
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 I know it was white.
I can't believe it.
I know it was white. I was imagining a black kid the whole time. I know. You said stole. You said stole the black kid.
You said teen shot. I thought he was black.
Teenager stole something and shot black guy, obviously.
I thought it was an old English with holes in it.
So what happened? It was a white kid, huh?
Yeah, and the clerk was...
Can we guess clerk?
Yeah.
Korean.
No.
Indian.
Yes.
Yep.
Indian. Oh, wow. Wow.
His name was Anwar Ghazali.
Anwar. Wow.
That's a black name. No wonder he shot him.
Yeah. Indian guy. You know.
Indian guy. What kind of gun did he have?
A handgun.
Wow.
And he had those long rifles from Indiana Jones.
He shot him 3 times shot him in the back.
He shot him with a bow and arrow.
Took out his heart.
Fit him with crocodiles.
Oh, I mean, we got to see this, right?
Oh, there's not video.
Oh, what? Just pull up the fucking video of the Indian animals. Guy knocking the guys in the crocodile pits. I mean, Jesus Christ, Shannon, just use some. What, we can even edit this. Good. We'll make it. So ha, so ha, ha, ha. Zach just made the joke about
I'm a funny guy.
The heart.
Yeah,
heart is there a video of this incident by chance?
Hold on, Nate's looking for Indiana Jones.
Should they...
Don't say it, you dope.
Go let me have the sausage is made.
No, I'm gonna. Well, if we're editing it.
Oh, look! I said sausage. She got all horny. You saw that? Yep. See that, guys?
Spit in his hand.
Spit in my hand.
Spit in his hand and say sausage.
Come over here. This bit's great. I love it.
Sausage, pastrami.
Go eat some sausage, then spit in my hand.
No, I don't like sausage.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you love it, right?
Unless it's
like
attached
it.
To a body.
Just fucking three or four at a time. Who gives a shit? Remember when Shannon got double teamed? All right, hold on. Wait. So it was an Indian guy. Wow. All right, so do the Indiana Jones joke.
He pulled his heart out.
Not yet.
God damn it.
Just wait till we ask for the video.
You fucking dope.
All right. Sound. He was Indian, really? Wow, okay.
He pulled his heart out. All right, let's see the video.
Is there a video of it?
Get no!
Shannon, why would you play this? It's fucking stupid.
What the fuck is this, Shannon? It's not the video of the incident.
Oh, sorry, guys.
This is Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom. This is also how you have to deal with Indian people. If they ever surround you, you have to pull out a sword and fucking... destroy whatever bridge you're on with them. That's it. And crocodiles love Indian meat. Fact.
All I want to see is a crocodile eat an Indian guy by the balls. No.
No, buddy.
Meat is muscle, right? That's what meat is. Like, it's primarily muscle.
I guess, yeah.
Yes. How are we all 50 years old and nobody knows the answer to this? You're saying, no, it's not, Shannon? No, I think meat...
No, I'm not sure. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, I think a slab of fucking beef
is
the muscle of the animal.
Yeah, like their ass or their
ribs. That's why deer and venison taste so... that's why it's kind of like really tough meat, because they're all muscle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not a lot of fat. It's very lean, but that's why what they're saying is lean. It doesn't have a lot of fat attached to it. Look, meat is mostly the muscle tissue of an animal. Most muscle is roughly 75% water, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say if you want to eat somebody,
mm-hmm.
right, you don't, their, I think like, everyone bicep? Always picks a fat person.
Yeah,
I
would pick, the most.
I would pick Zach. I'd be like, oh, if we're going to eat one of us in the studio, right?
Yeah.
Shannon. Obviously, we started fucking her dead body. I was taking turns munching at her pussy.
You grab her, you bite her labia like the thing with the balls.
Oh, shit. Her titty has spoiled the rest of the meat. Look at her drinking the Kratom right now.
Is that Kratom?
Just dealing with her life.
Oh, shit.
Her breath smells like fucking horse shit, probably.
Just Lewis, it's so mean. Now, Shannon.
Show them them teeth. Now show them them titties.
There it is.
No, it has to be longer. It has to be now show them them titties. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Now show them them titties.
No, just one.
Oh.
Ian, ease up, dude. I got this. And I'm changing your fucking world. We never even finished looking at his positive comments on Reddit.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you, everybody. You're
well,
changing my
world. People hated you before I said that you were cool.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was like, that guy sucks.
Mm-hmm.
He's awful.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go on other podcasts like he's annoying. He's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did was I allowed you to come into this world mm-hmm. and flourish and become.
He gave you his seal of approval.
It's true.
Thank
and I'm
you.
A leader. The people Thank that you. Fucking people that Shannon, turn it off again. The recording. These people are fucking fools. I lead these fools.
Any idiot. We can be like, hey, he's funny as hell, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We don't know what we're doing.
Fucking monkeys. They don't know shit. Give me that $7 a month for our gas as a membership, fools.
Fucking app doesn't even work.
Lying
asshole.
Our fucking pockets.
Dumb fucks.
Fucking dumb bitches. Fucking losers. All right, Shannon, start recording again. So I love the fans.
Uh-huh.
The fans are my favorite.
They're our lifeblood.
Yeah, uh-huh. Honestly.
We couldn't do it without them.
It's a dance, and they're leading the dance.
Okay. Well, now they like me, and it's a fi dance. Ugh.
He's off the show forever. Let's see. I hope Ian comes around more. He's great. Ian Drop, I like him more than Zach.
Oh, that's so
Whoa,
nice.
Now Ian rolls, but they both fill very different roles or holes. Who knows? Ha ha. Let's see. Ian is hilarious.
Oh, wow.
OK, Karen.
Oh, Karen Pia was really funny and likable on the podcast.
All right, Jesus Christ.
Even a stop clock is right twice a day.
Does Karen still owe Zach a hand job? Remember that?
Whoa.
Dude, my girlfriend was supposed to give my partner and friend a hand job on my podcast.
And she didn't?
That's before I think people knew that was your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
When you guys were in hiding.
We weren't dating, right.
Oh, yeah, when you would leave somewhere and then she would leave 5 minutes later in silence.
I also have to leave now.
Yeah, so they like you now, you fucking dickhead. So
thanks,
you owe
fellas.
Me a lot.
I appreciate it.
Give me a lot.
I'll spit in my hand.
Spit in my hand right now. He's going to because he's a faggot. He likes that.
I'm the faggot? You're the one taking my spit. That makes you gay.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to. I was moving my hand away. It was a test to see if you were actually gay.
What? I've already passed that test.
That was a gay test.
He got extra credit.
Yeah. I retook the class.
Ian.
Yes?
Don't ever fucking go to spit in my hand again. I'll physically beat you up.
Lewis, don't ask for me to spit.
Spit in my hand.
Oh, here we go. Trick question.
Spit his own hand. He goes, punch you in the nose. I said, don't spit in my hand. That's not a hate crime if I literally have warned him and said I'm going to physically beat him up if he tries to be gay with me again. Ian, kiss me on my mouth right now. Come here.
You come here.
You come here and kiss me on my
mouth.
Meet
me halfway.
When the moon...
Don't try to kiss me. You fucking queer.
That's an orchestrated crime.
Ian, if you kiss me, I'm going to punch you.
You've kissed Jay.
Kiss me right now.
Why is it not gay to kiss Jay?
Kiss me on my lips.
Why is it...
I'm going to punch you, Ian. This is how gay he is.
Quit
he can't
asking
stop
me.
Himself. I'm telling him that I'm going to
Don't
hit him.
You know about this improv? Is, you know it's yes is? And, Lewis. Yes, I will kiss you and I'll jerk you off.
Didn't they do this experiment with rats where the rat kept on getting the cheese? And like, oh, rats are crazy, right?
I think you're thinking of Bart Simpson and the cupcake.
Yes.
That's exactly what you're thinking of. If Lisa put the electric cupcake.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, same shit. Sometimes it's rats and cheese, Simpsons. You know, come on. Do you remember when those rats went to Itchy and Scratchy Land? Thank you.
We all lick Shannon's titties. The show hasn't even started. We're all tripping balls off titty sweat.
Would you trip on mushrooms on a podcast?
No, I won't do any illicit drug on a podcast. Because I already have, man.
You wouldn't do it. We should do a tripping podcast one day. And just
somebody
see
already has.
Has it? Well, have you?
Did you trip? You when tripped you on a podcast?
The Skankfest episode of Zach Mio's Midnight Spook Show.
Oh, that's fun.
What was that like?
What were you tripping on?
Acid.
Nice.
What was that like?
For some reason, acid's hard to come by, except when Skankfest rolls around. It becomes 1967.
Yeah,
and
everyone
fucking,
just has it.
It's nuts. I have no idea how so much LSD comes around.
I couldn't get acid. Like, if you gave me a week to get acid.
I don't have no idea.
I would go,
I don't know. First step.
Dude, at Skankfest 2 years ago, literally, you walked around and you were like, I have mushrooms. I was like, can I have some? And you go, boop. And you just sprinkled it out of your pocket and put it in like three different hands.
At one point this year, somebody gave me a package with mushrooms, coke, acid,
Jesus Christ,
Adderall. It was a package with five different compartments, and he was like, "What's up, dude?" I thought it was a little bit of weed, but it was a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
and it was the coolest. I didn't do all the drugs, but it was so. It's a very the only
thoughtful.
It's the only comedy generous. Festival that has that sort of counterculture. Fucking like, dude, you know, you go to Gathering of the Juggalos, it's like that, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the Skankfest sort of has that vibe.
It's a Gathering of the Juggalos.
For like comedy and but it's a little different.
And here's the thing. People that give Juggalo shit are pieces of garbage. Because the Juggalos are about community, friendship, acceptance, and love.
And rape. Well, community, friendship, acceptance, and rape.
Well.
Fago.
Yeah.
And sometimes hatcheting your enemies.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my favorite Lewis phone calls I ever got. Lewis goes, Zach, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. We have to leave at 8. Where are you? And I went, I'm at some Juggalo flop house. I don't know. I'll find my way back.
Yeah, dude, where were we?
Buffalo.
Buffalo, yeah. And I left, right?
What?
I left.
No, I came back.
Oh, you came back, yes.
I fell asleep with my eyes open in the hotel. And you got mad at me.
What?
Yeah, Zach's another snore. I can never share. I forget sometimes. Like every
we can't share a hotel
years,
room.
I remember that Zach, literally every time he sleeps, it is a fight for his life.
I'm going to die like Divine.
Dude, you sleep with your eyes open?
No, that dude, well,
Jesus
dude, his
Christ.
Eyes twitch and he has trouble breathing. It's every time he inhales, you're like, dude, this is going to be the
last one.
This is it right now, dude. You're watching like, wow, I'm watching my friend die.
Why are you watching him sleep?
Because it's the, like a sonic boom of a snore.
You only had to deal with it for 45 minutes.
It was bananas.
How's your chick?
But no, in LA, we did the Airbnb together.
Yeah, but we were in different rooms.
You could hear it.
Yeah, I know.
Zach fucking snores. The Big J snores like a motherfucker. There's a thing now. Bobby Kelly apparently snores as well. I mean, you would assume that.
Yeah.
But apparently there's a mouthpiece you can get. Look this up.
I used to have to wear a headset, like a head thing that would keep my jaw like this, because when I was drinking, I snored real bad.
Every time you saw a dick, you put it on.
Stay! Put a cone on. So you'd lick a guy's asshole. Everybody jerk off in the cone.
Shit.
I just shared a hotel with Harry Turjanian, and he had a CPAP.
With who?
Harry Turjanian.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a CPAP, and I thought, I'd rather just die in my sleep.
What's a CPAP?
The fucking
for
big
sleep apnea.
Darth Vader machine.
Oh, for sleep apnea.
Yeah.
So this is, but that's not what this
Why
is.
Why don't
this
you get is, that, Zach?
I sleep fine.
Do you have sleep apnea?
I'm sure I do.
Is that what that is? Is that what snoring is?
Basically.
When big fat guy snores, is that sleep apnea?
Yeah.
Sleep apnea is when you stop breathing short, like for short periods of time while you're sleeping.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like.
But it's not just, I mean, the fat makes it
worse. Sleep apnea is like this.
No, I'll tell you. This is Zach's, this is the way Zach sleeps. This is it.
Sounds like that horse dying.
That's sleep apnea.
I sound like Luca Brasi being killed. Dude,
it's fucking. I'm like with the sheets up to my face.
I see almost dead people.
I hated you so much on that trip.
I see almost dead people. That's pretty funny. Ah, shit. Oh, fuck. There's no rhythm to Zach snoring. It's like a fucking...
God damn, dude. Yeah. You gotta get that checked out. You're gonna die. The way I saw you guys
of
do drugs in that hotel room was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What do we do?
In Philly?
I don't remember, but I'm sure it wasn't pretty.
It was fucking bad. Have you ever seen Wet Hot American Summer?
No.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, no, I have not. But yeah, me and Zach, when we go hard, baby boy.
Yeah, it's not like that every week. It's like when we're together. And
yeah.
You also saw me too fucked up to open my cheesesteak.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the tape off my cheesesteak.
Straight up, it just like turned into a scene from Forrest Gump. Yeah. Like Jenny in the room of it. It was like,
I'm trying to take the tape off my cheesesteak and there's three cops standing next to me and I got too nervous.
Dude,
I'll eat it when I go home.
I walked to that hotel room and fucking Gimme Shelter started playing. It was just fucking like, leave me alone, I'm dying. I do this all the time. I was like, oh my God. Lewis is arguing with Dave like, I'm not a fucking retard. Leave me. And I'm like, guys, maybe you should stop. You're like, shut up, faggot. What'd you snort? I don't know.
All right, that was me.
Yeah.
There we go. Thank you.
I walked into the room and this is what was happening.
Yeah, well, man, look,
you know
right
what?
Now,
that
do
wouldn't
not...
have happened if you hadn't gotten your goddamn car towed and we had to walk in the...
I know.
Oh, my God, I forgot about the entire weekend and it all just came together right there when you said that. You asshole!
We had to walk to the hotel in the snow on MDMA.
God,
you are an MDMA.
Yeah,
I'm just in that hookah place, just smoking cigarettes. Like everyone's having a good time. You guys are fucking doing drugs.
We
everywhere.
Were fucking. I will tell you this much, guys. If you
if you bring us drugs on the road,
we'll do them with you.
Yeah, it's not even. They don't even make the pocket.
Yeah, I mean, I'll snort glass if you hand it to me. You know, what am I going to say? You know, you only live once. You got a party. There's not many rock star comedians left, and I'm really trying
for a reason.
To,
yeah, for a reason.
I mean, look, dude, but if we go out fucking early, being fucking badass rock stars.
I mean, you got to lean into it. Fucking hell yeah, doggy. Do it.
Fuck yeah, baby boy.
Yep.
Hand us drugs. Shannon.
Show your tits.
Don't shake your head at us. We're having a party right now. We're having a good old party today, and you got to be a fucking judgmental asshole.
Yeah, we're to the GOP.
I wish I could do more drugs.
Why don't you, Shannon?
Guys,
I'm scared.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to poop.
So do I.
I also have to poop.
Zach, push Lewis's stomach.
But also, you know how you know...
Stop. Stop being gay. I said I'll hit you. You're trying to get things. You're trying to get a spherical thing to go out of my anus.
Yes. Zach, get him.
Hey, get off me. Get off me.
Get him.
I'm gonna shit my pants.
Get him.
Get off me.
Kiss me. Kiss me.
Stop. We're gonna break.
Get him. Get him.
Look what you did. Look what you did! Get out of my asshole!
That's the end of the show.
That's been the Real Ass Podcast, everybody. This is your boy, Ian J. Finance.
Blop, blop, doggies!
Blop, blop, blop!